all the way from St. Mary's. Y'all, anybody else come from all the way in St. Mary's? Yeah. And just last week, Ecuador, you know, it's like, it's good. That was a good word. I like that. Thank you so much. Does anybody else ever like to read the end of the story? Anybody pick up a book and go all the way to the end? Or, yeah, see, I'm not the only one. I like it. So me and her were the only people in the entire room. The rest of you are fibbing a little bit, I think. I like to read the end of the story sometimes. So is there anybody that never reads the end of the story first? Really? That many? Ooh. All right, well, some of you, I'm gonna kill it for you. I'm gonna give you the end, so put your fingers in your ears if you've got to. Because I like to skip to the end of the story sometimes. I like to know the end, especially if I'm reading an especially difficult story or a sad story or maybe a scary story. So here it is. You've got to put your fingers in your ears. It's all right. Jesus paid the price, and we are victorious. Yeah. There it is. There's the end. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. But that's the end of the story. And not just a little bit victorious. We are overwhelmingly victorious. Yeah, you guys should be a little bit more exciting. Yeah, there it is. Overwhelmingly victorious. There it is. I like the end of the story. I like the end of the story on my everyday days. I like the end of the story on my really great, I'm having a good hair day days. Yeah, they happen sometimes. I like the end of the story on the, man, it has been a not good, terrible, knockout, really crummy day. But we have the end of the story. Sometimes when I'm reading my Bible, I forget that they didn't have the end of the story. Sometimes we read our Bibles like they're characters. We see the little cartoon versions, and we forget that they didn't know the end of the story. They're going through it. They haven't had the script. When we watch The Chosen, they didn't get, I mean, we know the end of the story, and they have a script. It wasn't like that. So we're going to look at Romans 8, 31 through 37, if you'll, I think they have that for me. So starting in 31, if you'll stand with me. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? Not one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us, and he was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble, calamity, or are persecuted, are hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are being slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. Overwhelming victory. Father God, thank you so much for overwhelming victory. We don't know the end of our story, but Father God, you do, and you hold us in your hand. We are yours, bought with a price, and we thank you for all these things. In your name we pray. Amen. So I told you we were going to start at the end of the story, but now we're going to go back. So we're going to go back to Luke. We're going to go to Luke 8:22, because they didn't know the end of the story. And sometimes I think we forget that, like I said. So I want you to take and put yourself back to the disciples. Jesus says, we're going to go out, we're going to cross the lake. Now, we all have our own story, and Jesus is asking us to do different things. So today, They said, we're going to go out on the lake. And I don't know where you are in your story and what God is asking you to do. Today, God is asking me to go out and teach different teachers all across Georgia. Maybe he's asking you to spend 5 extra minutes of quiet time, or he's asking you to step up in ministry. I don't know what your story is. He's asking you to do something, though. Today, in Luke, he's asking them to go out on the lake. So whatever it is in your story, walk with me as we go out in Luke. So he says, let's cross, let's. That's Jesus and them. In your story, it's you and Jesus. Let us. He's not asking you to do it. He's asking us. Me and Jesus, Caleb and Jesus, you and Jesus, let us. Don't get ahead. Don't go behind. Let us. Hear the us. Let us go. So the next thing is, so they got into the boat. It took action. They had to step and go. That's tough. Sometimes the first thing we say is, when he says, let us go, we sit down. Wait, wait, wait. Let me think about all the things I got to do first. Wait, I can't because, fill in the blank, it's your story. You know what you've told Jesus. You can't go because I've got to, you know your own excuses. I've got mine. We could be here for days. You know what yours are. The first thing is action. You've got to step out. Okay? So they got into the boat and they started out. As they sailed out, remember, they don't know what's coming next. So sometimes we don't step out because we don't know what's coming next. You're not supposed to. If you did, he knows we can't always handle it. Would they have gone because there was a terrible storm? They'd still be hanging out on the side of the sea. They needed to go, and so do you. God is in the boat with them. He's in your boat with you. He said, let us. He didn't send them. He's in your boat, but you gotta go. So as they sailed across, Jesus settled down for a nap. I like that. All right. So I've read this a couple different times. Sometimes I start out real good. Jesus says, go. All right, I'm good. I step out into the boat. Still good. We're cruising along. And then here's where we run into the problem. They were professional fishermen. I'm guessing, this is just me, they had it, right? Jesus looks around. He's not, they didn't need him to do much because they got it. They were professionals. This is where I run into trouble. I've been teaching a long time. And Jesus and I start off real good. And then I'm like, Jesus, I got this. How many of you start off real good and then you, Jesus, I got this? Don't raise your hands. It's all right. So Jesus, he'll be a gentleman. He'll let you get this until, here's the next part. Soon a fierce storm came up on the lake. If you put Jesus down too long, your fierce storm is going to come. And the boat was filling with water. They didn't call out when the boat first started filling with water. And they were in real danger. They didn't wait till the storm clouds. It wasn't when the first wind came. The boat's filling with water. It was when they were in real danger. The disciples went and woke him up, shouting, Master, Master! It wasn't help. It was, we're going to drown. What is your first response? Is it help first, or I've already given up, I'm in trouble? There isn't hope. Master, Master, we're gonna drown. Jesus woke up and he rebuked the wind and the raging waves. Suddenly the storm stopped and all was calm. And he asked them, where's your faith? I think he asks us, where's our faith? He's asking us in different places. Sometimes he's asking us because we haven't stepped out. Where's your faith? He might be asking us in all different places in our story. You know where you are. We know the end of the story. I can go back to Romans. We're already victorious. So, if we're already victorious, we are already positioned to win. So if we know we're victorious, then why aren't we stepping out on the boat? If we're already victorious, why are we crying out, Master, Master, I'm going to drown? The position that we work from determines our outcome. Some of us are, instead of being up here from victory, we're trying down here in the water. So I need a youth. All right, Luke, I need one more. Somebody, come on. Silas, excellent. You all come up here. All right, one of you down there. Nope, you don't get a chair. Hold this. Great. You get to stand on that. Yes, you're probably. Oh yeah, you're gonna crush the chair. It's okay. That was the idea. Okay, hold that. Hand flat. Hold your hand flat. Excellent. Hold this. Now, if I give this noodle to him and ask him to whack that, who has the better chance of winning, knocking who over? Him. Who's positioned to win, him or him? Silas or Luke? Does he have a better chance of knocking him over? Or does... Go ahead. Knock that cup out of his hand. That's true. All right. Go ahead. Knock the cup out of his hand. Luke? Cool. So Luke, Silas was positioned to win. Sometimes even when we're positioned to win, we're not going to. I'm glad that Luke was on the bottom because I know sometimes even when we're positioned to win, we're not going to. And then we find ourselves saying, I don't get it. I did all the right things. I went to church. I read my Bible. I was positioned to win, and I didn't. God's still good. Even when we did all the right things, we were positioned to win, and we were up top, and somebody pulled me down. Guys, we're in a fallen world, and sometimes we're going to get pushed down. And that's why when Janine said up here, our worship and our war cry, joy is our war cry, and we need to make sure we have that armor on. Because the fact is, sometimes we're going to be up here, positioned to win, and we're going to get pulled down. And that's a really important thing to remember. Because when we do get pulled down, we have to use that weapon and get back up. We've got to use our war cry. We've got to use our joy. Because you know what? Just because God has a purpose for our lives, so does the devil. I heard that yesterday, and it resonated so loud with me. And if you're not using your weapons to fight, and you get pulled down, you're just going to sit there? Come on, you are better than that. God has a purpose and a plan. You're not going to get beat like that, are you? Because if you are, I am really competitive. Come see me and I'll pep you up. There's all kinds of scripture in this book. We were meant for more than that. And if you need to read Romans, that scripture, again and again and again and again until you are pepped up and built up, because God has a purpose and a plan for you. Do not get beat by somebody who is meant to steal and kill and destroy. No. No. So as we prepare for communion, I just want you to go back through. If there has been a lie that you have just believed, because you are identified in Christ and you are meant for a victorious life, as you read this story and you say, I don't know where you are in your story. If you need to get in the boat, if you need to wake up wherever you are in that story, and you need to say, God, you have my yes. You have all of my yes. If you need to go back to Romans and say, I am victorious, and remember that and peel off any defeat and lay that down, I challenge you to do that before we take communion, because communion is a time where we can say, thank you, God. Thank you for sending your son, because you died for me so that I could live victorious here, not wait until heaven. We have that here. We can share our stories. Because the cool thing is, we got to go to Ecuador and we got to encourage others there, and that was amazing. But we can do that right here in our families and in our communities, and it is so important that we are doing that. Communion is common union. We're doing that right here. We are encouraging each other. So then we can go out in our communities and do that. We have that opportunity. So before we break bread, take a minute, examine your heart. What has God got for you right now? What do you need to lay down right now? What is God speaking to you? Father God, I just thank you so much for each and every one here. I thank you that we are victorious in you, that you died for us so that we could go out and live, Father, not as beaten down or crushed, but Father, we rise up, and that you have given us a spirit of not of fear, but of victory in you. We fight from a position of victory. And Father, we have a story that we can share so that we can go out and win. Not one would perish, but that everyone would be with you. So as we examine our hearts, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for these things.